Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Mike's Geek World, and you know, when I reached 33, I figured that would be the year that I would get married. I mean, after all, Jesus gave up his life when he was 33. But in all seriousness, actually speaking of my YouTube channel, Mike's Geek World, I'm actually going to be going through some pretty big changes coming up in the near future. If any of you have been on my channel recently, you'll know that between all the shorts and most of the videos that I've been posting, my channel has become very Luigi-centric. And I have decided that I am going to kind of embrace that. So at some point in the near future, my YouTube channel will be changing to a Luigi-specific channel. But that doesn't mean that my other type of stuff will be disappearing, as I actually have a second channel in the works. It actually has already been made, but there's no content on it right yet. And this channel is going to be called Geekiness and Godliness, which is a reference to my album and the title song of said album. And what I'm going to be doing with this channel is putting a lot more focus on my ability to use my channel to spread the word of God through discussions of geek culture. Kind of similar to what I do here on the podcast, except whereas this is primarily focusing on anime, my YouTube channel is going to be more broad in that, you know, maybe I'll talk about comics, maybe I'll talk about Star Wars or Star Trek. Heck, I technically could even talk about sports, because I have always been of the opinion most sports fans are technically geeks if you do the comparison of things that, you know, geek fandoms people do and sports fans do. The other big difference is it's going to be probably a lot more live content. I'm going to be doing a lot of live streams discussing different geek culture things from a Christian perspective, which does mean that there will probably be a lot more notes and a lot less speaking off the cuff like I tend to do here. Give you a little behind the scenes. With the podcast here, usually I have my topic. I know the verses from the Bible that I want to discuss, but usually I will improvise a lot of the main portion. This can lead to a lot of stuttering and losing my train of thought, or saying something like, and then be like, no, that's not right. I'll tell you, the amount of work that my editor Dennis goes through on this show, it really is amazing how clean this thing ends up sounding by the time I'm done with it. Well, obviously, I don't want that when I'm going to be talking live. So in order to try to keep things a little bit more concise and crisp, I'm going to have more notes and not like a full script, but it's going to be a little bit better for me to present than what I do on here. What will the length of these live streams be? Who knows? Half the time, I don't even know how long these episodes are going to be week to week. But yeah, that is something to look forward to, both the transition of Mike's Geek World to Luigi's Stories, which I decided to just go with that name because it's what I use for every other Luigi-based thing I have out there, as well as the upcoming Geekiness and Godliness. So this past week, as of the time of this episode coming out, we officially finished up Freaky Friday the musical. It was a lot of fun. It was actually one of the more relaxing shows I've done because my part wasn't massive, so I didn't have as much to worry about as some of the others. I do find it funny that right after the show, literally the very next day, I ended up getting a cold. So thank you, Lord, that that waited until the show was over. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the next show that I do, which won't be probably until early next year. I know I'm not going to be auditioning for the next show my local theater company is doing. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. But I'm looking forward to the next time I get a chance to get on stage again. So it's time for today's anime recommendation. And today we're going to be talking about a probably quite lesser known series called Best Student Council. This is the story of Rino Rondo, a young girl whose mother had passed away and she was starting to run very low on money, when her pen pal, Mr. Poppet, decided to help her out, setting her up with the prestigious Miyagami Academy and an apartment in Miyagami. Well, she gets there, all the while having a conversation with a hand puppet called Poochan, which seems very strange, because it almost seems at some points like she's crazy and talking to a hand puppet that she believes is real, but at other times it actually seems like the puppet may be real. Because there's a point where she gets bumped on the head and is kind of dazed, but the puppet, still on her hand, is still talking to her and trying to snap her out of it. Anyway, as she gets there, she discovers that the apartment she was supposed to live in has been burned down, as there has been this serial arsonist hanging around the area. So she's on her way to school to see if maybe they can just let her stay there for the night and she can figure things out after that. Now, Miyagami Academy is an all-girls school with a student council that is called the Best Student Council. And these guys literally have more authority than the faculty at this school. They basically run the school, and all the members have different abilities or skills, you know, all that kind of thing. To be honest, I think they might even have pretty high levels of control in the town itself. But anyway, when Rino makes it to school, she makes friends with one of the girls in her class. And when the girl finds out her situation of not having anywhere to live or any money, she basically nominates her for class representative, which does not go well with the current representative, Kaori Izumi, who had hoped to get voted in as class representative again for this semester. Now, the reason her friend had suggested she do this is because if she's a class representative, it gets her kind of foot in the door with the people of the Best Student Council. And she could potentially become part of said student council because there's actually a space open there. And the people who are in the Best Student Council live in a special dorm and have free meals, so it would work out really well for her. Unfortunately, Rino proceeds to get lost trying to find her way to the student council after she does indeed somehow manage to get voted in as class representative, although Poochan seems to think that he is the one who's been elected class rep. Anyway, as she is attempting to find her way to the student council office, she somehow ends up outside, where she gets right in the middle of a chase where the student council members are in the process of chasing the serial arsonist. Rino proceeds to pretty much just get in the way throughout most of it, until finally the arsonist comes after her with a stick, when Poochan, still attached to Rino's hand, grabs the stick, knocks it out of the way, and proceeds to beat the tar out of this guy, still attached to Rino's hand, as Rino just sits there in shock herself. Well, they're all very impressed. They catch the arsonist, and Reno manages to become the secretary for the best student council. But there's still a lot of questions. Who is this mysterious Mr. Poppet who got her into the school? What is the deal with Poochan? And who exactly is this student council that we are seeing? All of these are things that are brought up throughout the course of the series, and it's a fun little series. Unfortunately, this is another one of those shows that does not seem to be readily available for streaming anywhere. And the DVDs, like many older shows, are not really findable either. But if you do manage to find it, I highly recommend it. It's a fun, not spectacular or standout, but definitely a fun little series. You know, it's not easy being a hero, especially in a world like the world of One Punch Man, where it seems like almost everybody has some type of ability. And as such, quote-unquote heroes are everywhere. Some do it for money, some do it for power. And then you have characters like Moomin Rider, who does it because it's the right thing to do. Moomin Rider is not the most powerful hero out there. In fact, comparatively, he's pretty weak. But he knows what needs to be done. And he knows that if he doesn't do it, there's no guarantee that anybody else will. So despite his weakness, Moomin Rider always pushes forward to do the right thing and to try to be the hero that he knows he can be. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. These words from Matthew 28, of course, are known as the Great Commission, where Jesus called on his disciples, and by extension, all of us, to spread God's word and bring more people closer to God and to Christianity. Now, this can be very difficult, and to be honest, it can be scary at times, and for many different reasons. I know one big struggle that can come is bad examples that people have faced when it comes to Christianity. Similar to in One Punch Man, we have people who are technically heroes, but they go so out of their way to act very unheroic that it can really disillusion people with the idea of heroes in general, even if there are good examples out there. And we see that a lot here in the real world. I have friends that I spend a lot of time with, and I try to set a good example of what a man after God's own heart should be. Yet a lot of these friends of mine take examples that they've had that are just horrible examples of Christianity, and they see them as the standard rather than the example that I show. And I get that. Let's face it, at the end of the day, negative examples tend to stand out a lot more than positive ones do. I mean, it's like when I post a video on YouTube and I get like 10 to 20 positive responses on it, but then I get one negative response, and that's the one that sticks with me, no matter how many positive ones I get. And it tends to be the same. People tend to lean more towards seeing the negative example as the general example. And it can make it hard to try to counter that with a good example. I mean, just recently, I saw on Twitter, you know, there was a discussion going on about this person that claimed to be following God, but at the same time was completely comfortable in their sin. And this particular person who responded to them was saying, it's too late for this person. They've already sinned beyond forgiveness. God says that enemies of Jesus like them need to be annihilated. Now, of course, this is completely ridiculous and just a straight up lie. But people see this and they think, that's what Christianity is? I don't want any part of that. I think one of the problems that can come is there are so many bad examples, and not just of that type. Because we've got people who go the complete other way around. People who will say things like, oh, come to Jesus. It's all, you know, gumdrops and rainbows. You'll never have a bad day. And you know what? Don't worry if you sin. It's okay. God loves you anyway, so just go ahead and keep doing it. And then on the other side of it, we have people that are saying, you know, what you're doing is a sin, and you're going to go to hell for it. So yeah, that's going to draw people closer to God. The problem is, you have to find that middle ground where you're showcasing God's love, but at the same time, you're giving the truth. You're telling people the way it really is. 1 Peter 3:15 and 16 says, in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with a gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. We don't want to sugarcoat when we're talking about Christianity. Hell is a real place, and it is a true destination for those who don't give their heart to God. But at the same time, we need to also be showcasing God's love and forgiveness and show why they would want to be with God. Because it shouldn't just be, well, I want to be with God because I don't want to go to hell. Because, yeah, I don't want to go to hell. But that's not the reason I choose God. I choose God because I love God, and I've accepted His love for me, and I want to be in a relationship with Him. Another struggle that can come, and it is admittedly something that I struggle with, and it can at times make me afraid to try to speak out as a witness, and it's the concern of what to say. Oftentimes, I worry, what if I say the wrong thing? What if instead of drawing them closer to God, I actually push them away because I mess up in what I say? What if they ask a question and I don't know the answer? There's always so many, well, what if this? What if that? Which is very much Satan trying to get in your head and prevent you from being that witness. Admittedly, it's something I've struggled with, and it's something even people in the Bible struggled with. Moses himself was not a good speaker, and he worried a lot about what to say. And even today, people often worry, well, what if I don't say the right thing? But God has told us through His Word that we don't have to worry. There are actually a number of verses in the Bible that speak to this, but one particular one is Luke 12:11-12. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. It can be hard going into a situation where you're going to witness to someone and you aren't sure what to say or how to say it. That's when we need to give it to God. We need to say to God, lead me, give me the words, and help me reach them. Because God will. He will tell you what to say. He will lead you in that witness. You're never having to do it alone. That's one important thing to remember. When we are sent out to try to lead people to God, He is not sending us off alone like, okay, go do your thing, I'll be right over here. No, He's there with us, ready to lead us and show us the way. Much like what Moomin Rider faces when he goes up against evil, it can be scary because we're not the strongest. We go up against massive challenges, and it can make it very, very difficult. But it's important to remember, as God said in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If you'll join me now in prayer. Lord God, I pray that you would make me a strong witness for you. I pray that you would give me the courage to speak out whenever an opportunity comes, that you would show me those opportunities when they are there, and that you would give me the words to say so that I can help to lead people closer to you. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. Well, it's time for songs that tell the story, though in this case, I'm not actually going to be singing the song. As I mentioned, I'm still kind of getting over a cold, and I don't think my voice is quite ready to be singing yet. But it's important that we have courage. We can't be afraid because we know God is with us. And I think the group Harvest really says it best as they quote Isaiah 12:2 in their song, Behold God. And I highly recommend checking the song out. Now it is also time for anime trivia, and as you can tell, I'm not doing my normal anime trivia voice because, again, I don't want to push my voice right now, but I still want to give you guys an opportunity to win absolutely nothing through our trivia. And this particular question is worth 75 Tangle tokens. In the anime Ah My Goddess, Belle Dandy and her two goddess sisters come down to Earth and end up living with Keiichi Morisato. What are the names of Belle Dandy's two sisters? Again, in the anime Ah My Goddess, Belle Dandy and her two goddess sisters come down to Earth and end up living with Keiichi Morisato. What are the names of Belle Dandy's two sisters? And that brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can find me on YouTube, currently at Mike's Geek World, but very soon to be renamed Luigi Stories, as well as the upcoming channel Geekiness and Godliness. You also cannot find me on Twitter, Instagram, and any of that stuff, because I got two YouTube channels. I don't have time for any of that. But you can find Luigi on all of those sites at Luigi's_stories. You can also find Luigi on Patreon at Luigi's_stories. And you can get more from Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope this episode has been a blessing for you. And as always, remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.